Downstairs in the dining room, Rogers was looking at the little soldiers. "That's strange," he said to himself. "I was sure there were 10 of them." General MacArthur couldn't sleep. He couldn't get Arthur Richmond's face out of his mind. Arthur was a good friend. MacArthur was pleased at first that Leslie liked him too. Leslie. He could see her now, with her deep grey, dancing eyes. Out there in France, in the middle of the fighting, he had her picture with him all the time. And then it happened, exactly as it does in books. The letter in the wrong envelope. Leslie was writing to both of them. She sent him Richmond's letter by mistake. Leslie and Arthur. He said nothing when he returned to his wife. But finally, he sent Richmond to his death. It was easy enough, and he wasn't sorry. But perhaps his assistant, Armitage, guessed that it wasn't a mistake. He remembered those strange looks. Leslie never knew, but she was never very real to him after that. Then she died. Now he was living in Devon. At first, everything was fine. Later, he had a feeling that people were talking about him. Armitage? Did he say something? The general stopped going out, and his life was lonely. And now, a hidden voice, and a hidden story. And the others? Surely that lovely young girl wasn't a murderer. And Emily Brent, she was clearly a religious woman. "When will the boat come?" he thought. Suddenly he knew that he didn't want to leave the island. Vera Claythorne was thinking too. "Hugo, Hugo, you're so near me tonight. Where are you really? Will I ever know?" She remembered Cyril pulling at her hand on the yellow beach.
"I want to swim out to the rocks, Miss Claythorne," the boy said. "Why can't I?"
That evening, on the beach again, Hugo had his arms around her.
"I want to marry you, Vera. But I'm too poor. After my brother's first child died, there was a possibility of money for me one day. And then Cyril was born, and now my brother will leave the money to him. It's bad luck, but he's a lovely child."
Cyril wasn't very strong. The kind of child, perhaps, who didn't have a future. Vera heard his voice again.
"Miss Claythorne, why can't I swim to the rocks?"
Vera got up. She looked at the poem on the wall.
10 little soldier boys were all feeling fine. One of them choked, and then there were 9.
She thought,
"That's like us this evening."